Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth aliyah of Parashat Bechukotai, we have six psukim. This aliyah continues to discuss arachin. We started it in the last aliyah. These are special gifts that people pledge to the Beis HaMikdash. Until now, we've been hearing about pledges that someone can make regarding a person's value, so to speak, or an animal's. In this aliyah, we hear about pledges of land to the Beis HaMikdash. If that land is then redeemed, the money goes to the Mikdash and the family gets the land back. If the owner chooses not to redeem it, it may be redeemed by anybody else. And if that happens, the land becomes the property of the Kohanim who are working on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. We have been hearing about arachin in this aliyah and in the last aliyah and also in the next aliyah. I can always donate cash to the Beis HaMikdash, but I also can donate things as well. And there's two ways to do that. If I donate land, as mentioned in our aliyah, or if I donate a person's value like we heard in the last aliyah, then there are two ways to determine how much money I now owe. One way is to figure out how much the land is worth on the open market, or how much that person would be worth if they were to be sold as a slave. That's the value of my donation. That can fluctuate, obviously, based on a lot of factors. But the other way is through erech, arachin, which we've been talking about, a certain assessment, a fixed value, unrelated to the open market. It's a preset value that does not change regardless of external factors. Our aliyos discuss this second kind of donation, arachin. However, we have to ask a fundamental question. What is the difference between the two forms of donation, and what message is the Torah sending us by letting us have two forms of donations, two forms of evaluations, either the market value or the fixed value? Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, tells us that the Torah is indeed giving us a very important message. This is found in his Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe on Perek Chaf Zayin Pasuk Gimel. Rav Moshe says that the Torah is telling us the following. Each person has two values. One is their fixed value, a fixed level that they're supposed to reach in this world, a certain expected level that they can reach given all the things that make them unique, their family, their economic conditions, their environment, the time in history that they were born, the place in history where they were born, a fixed level that they can reach, a certain divinely ordained, divinely fixed value. That's the erech, arachin, of a person, a preset value that does not change regardless of external factors. That's it. That's what this person can accomplish. But that is not all. There's also the market value, so to speak. How hard a person works in Torah and in Yirat Shamayim, what a person does with what they've been given. They have the ability to take their fixed value and raise it higher and higher with hard work, with amelus batorah. They can take that fixed value and make it higher. It's up to them. Of course, through their choices, they can make their value lower also, chas v'shalom, than their fixed value. The market value can fluctuate, so to speak. It can vary based on what we do with the gifts we've been given, how we use them, or how, God forbid, how we abuse them. There's two ways to value a person, fixed and market, so to speak, fixed and fluctuating. Now, Rav Moshe does not say the following, but perhaps the same is true with possessions, as mentioned in our aliyah. Why do we have land? Why do we have fields? Why do we have things? They are also, they're all vehicles for us to serve God, to get closer to God, to represent God properly in this world, etc., etc. How can I use my things? How do I use my things? So based on what Rav Moshe said, we perhaps can say the following. Hashem has a plan for my possessions as well, not just for me. How will it be used? That is up to me. I can use it for kadosh purposes. I can use my phone, for example, to call a friend to see how he's doing. I can learn Torah on my phone, etc., etc. That's incredible. And maybe I'm using it in a way that's even holier, even more special than its design purpose, higher than its madrega hakfua. That's tremendous. Of course, I can also use it, God forbid, for bad things. I can use my home and my fields and my phone and all my possessions, God forbid, for bad things also. And in that case, I would use it in a way that's even more lowly, God forbid, than its madrega hakvua, than its fixed value. It is all up to me. Have an amazing day, everyone.